with various community members without solely promoting the pesantren's identity. And that was Newsline.
Salah, karena cinta tak pernah salah. Anda bisa melawan Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Here are three Chinatowns in Indonesia you can explore to experience the festive atmosphere. 1. Glodok. Glodok has long been recognized as one of Jakarta's oldest Chinatown. As Chinese New Year draws near, the area gets busier than usual. The vendors selling Lunar New Year ornaments line the streets, offering items to decorate homes, angpao trees, and cheongsam. You'll also find festive foods, such as the Q Keranjang, or the sweet sticky rice cakes. Oranges, candied fruits, and various sweets and cookies. Glodok is home to Jakarta's oldest temple, the Dharmabakti Temple. Located in a somewhat hidden but easily accessible spot along the way to the temple, you can also find shops selling prayer supplies. 2. Pasar Lama Tangerang. A historic witness to the Chinese-Indonesian heritage in Tangerang. If you're looking for milkfish, a Chinese New Year delicacy, this is the place to go, offering a wide range of sizes. Pasar Lama also boasts the legendary NY Lau 55, Q Keranjang and Dodol, renowned for generations. You'll also discover Boen Tek Bio Temple, the oldest temple in Tangerang, established in 1684. Don't forget to try the local culinary delights, such as Satay and Lilit and Tangerang Laksa. 3. Laysan. Here, you'll experience a different kind of Chinatown, tranquil and steeped in history. This area is perfect for those who enjoy peace and heritage. Laysan is home to Chinese settlement buildings that are hundreds of years old. You can not only admire them, but also stay in heritage. Accommodations, such as the Rumah Merah Heritage. Laysan also features Siu and Kiong Temple, the oldest temple in Laysan and Java Island. The temple holds a rich history of tolerance and harmony that continues to thrive among Laysan's residents. Want to know more? Watch the videos on youtube.com/itsvoidcast.
Bahagia. Oh, kehangatan menyapu. at RA Digital with new look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Bye. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Bamboo Forest of Alu Village. The breeze and the rustling sound of bamboo leaves clashing will welcome you at this tourism destination. The lush of bamboo trees will protect you from sunlight. Polewali Mandar in West Sulawesi is rich of its natural tourism objects. One of them is Bamboo Forest at hinterland of Alu Village, Alu District, Polewali Mandar Region C. The 20-hectare wide bamboo forest area has a distance 60 kilometers from Polewali District, the capital city of Polewali Mandar Region C, and can be accessed by car or motorcycle by taking around 1.5 hours. The special atmosphere of the village in the past is still seen at the bamboo forest because there are still some gazebos, small huts, meeting room and a mosque which are made of bamboo. The use of bamboo forest as new tourism destination has begun since several years ago. Beginning from art and culture festival, it is conducted at the forest and it makes it known widely by the public. Since that time, the forest has been visited by a lot of residents for touring, camping, meeting of government activities and also reception of wedding party. The bamboo forest is different from people's imagine if hearing the word of bamboo forest. The local people realize that big potential can improve their economy to keep taking care of the bamboo forest and to give various options for tourists who come. In the memory of tourists who come to visit the bamboo forest, they feel incomplete with some interesting spots for selfie. At some points, tourists can see water streaming which is through rocky river. Combined with the sounds of bamboo leaves rubbing against one another due to the gentle breeze. Are you interested in this destination? Please come to the bamboo forest at Alu Village in Polewali Mandar, West Sulawesi Province. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Dia merah hati. hilang cinta di depan mata, tak mampu lagi ku berkata
kata cinta sia-sia.
Setahun lebih ku mencoba.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Oh,
dengarkan ini. Apapun yang kau widap atau menghantui,
bukan halanganmu untuk kalahkan hari.
Kamu berarti,
I'm not afraid. muda terbentang katulistiwa. Untukku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, dan disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, cinta Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in socially, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of Polo Palo. Now Polo Palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce Polo Palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument Polo Palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen Polo Palo contest besides at school.
Pernah masih jauh saya masih SMP.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, Polo Palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
Dia hanya seperti bunyi untuk simbol atau bunyi.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends to gather on the mountain. Bang, bang, bang. They answered over there. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Maksudnya bukan saya bukan tidak nada, tetapi tidak beraturan.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo polo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Ya, musik polo-polo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo-polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo-polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, polo polo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang, no tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of polo polo musical instrument is a pleasant progress. As Davis said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop polo polo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes polo polo produce different sound.
Polo polo ini ada dua macam. Ini polo polo.
There are two kinds of polo polo. Ah, this is polo polo. But this one is tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it. I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of polo polo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one, it's been a year and it is not broken.
But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Polo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Polo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Polo at that time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people asked for Polo Polo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galuanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indeed, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Sekarang jadi lebih indah, tinggalkanlah yang dahulu. Sekarang Is the man who stands to lose you. need you, oh God, don't take this beautiful. My mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell ya, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. The Daddies challenge Kevin Sanjaya and Seo ahead of Indonesia Masters Final. Then Semarang Dalp train services cancelled until Grobongan line restored. And now the news in details. Indonesia badminton legends Hendra Setiawan and Muhammad Ahsan, known as the Daddies, engage in exhibition match against the duo Kevin Sanjaya and Suka Mujo and South Korea's Seo Sung-jae prior to the Indonesian Masters 2025 final at Istora Senayan on Jakarta. The light-hearted match featured playful interactions among players and coaches, entertaining the audience following the game. Both Kevin and Seo expressed their respect and admiration for the veteran pair. Moving on to the second news, PT Kereta Api Indonesia has cancelled 10 train services including the Blora Jawa, Sembrani Tambahan, Kedung Sepur and Tegal Bahari routes due to track disruption between Gubuk and Karangjati stations in